Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Church and State, playing at Skylight Theater in Los Feliz, Los Angeles, running June 24th through August 14th. Politics is taking over social media, and it's intersecting itself in almost every corner of daily life. It's hard, if not impossible, to get away from it. So a show with more politics might be too much for some people. I mean, for a lot of people, theater is escapism. This play is about guns. There's no getting around that. It's about the murders that happened at Virginia Tech, about the murders that happened at Aurora, and most recently, the killings that happened in Orlando. It'd be convenient if the show was just about a gun sitting around and it fired without anyone holding it, and it killed a bunch of people, but it's not about that random lone gun that misfired without anyone holding it. The play wasn't about people who enjoy hunting, or the law-abiding citizens who use guns to protect themselves. The show was about specific events, in this case, one specific event, Virginia Tech, where a sick person, who wasn't obviously sick, was able to get weapons with the capability of killing massive amounts of people and causing chaos. The play is also about the senator and the politicians that sit back and do nothing. A major theme in Church and State is about prayer. When horrible events happen, people want to pray. There's no room for anything else, just prayer. Then a week passes, and people want to know what the government's going to do, and they say their sentiments, and a month passes, and people's memory of chaos passes, and it's hard to blame them. It's hard to think about tragedy. But I think that's what playwright Jason Odell Williams does in his show, Church and State. This is a man who understands comedy and its structure and its pacing, and he uses very clear characters. And the movement read more like a sitcom or a television show than a play, all set up to make you feel comfortable. When the point, what's really happening in the play, is devastating. This show was intentionally made with very few layers to not only get a point across, but in a way speak to the lunacy of modern politics. Church and State's basic premise is a Southern Republican senator running for the Senate. And behind closed doors, he struggles to deal with the recent shooting at Virginia Tech. He's so affected by the event, he's actually planning on doing something about it instead of just talking about it. But because he's a Republican, he also has to worry about being elected, leading him to question what's right and how he should move forward. The comedy in the show works because the playwright hits upon a very interesting concept. Indecision and politicians. As long as I can remember, these two things don't gel. Politicians, whether they're at a rally or on television, confidence and certainty are the pillars of what's coming from these people. There's a reason for that. If you go on TV and you're running for anything, it's not, let's tighten our pocketbooks, change happens slowly and incrementally. That person wouldn't last a week in politics. Instead of this usual confident, above-the-fray person, we are given Charlie Whitmore, played by Rob Nagel, and he's uncertain about so much, even to a point that it's affecting his faith in God. It's so hard not to relate to Charlie's character. He seems so human, but it's so comedic when you have this real authentic person go up on stage and you don't get anything authentic. You get this false bravado, this false confidence. The play makes you question if that's actually something we want. Truth and honesty might not look as impressive as loud certainty. And loud certainty may be what we want, or it makes us feel better. Rob Nagel, who plays Charlie Whitmore, held me the entire show. He's funny, he's relatable, he's a true talent on stage. Annika Marx, who plays Alec Klein, the Jewish campaign manager, keeps the tension high with her wired, I'm on 24-hour energy personality. And Sarah Whitmore, played by Tracy Lockwood and Edward Hung, provide the comic relief and much more as the story progresses. There's no doubt about it. There are scripts that can dictate a great play. Sometimes, rarely, an actor can pull a mediocre script somewhere else. But in this case, this was a good script made great with exceptional direction from Elena De Santos. The pacing, the delivery, and the transitions move effortlessly. The show used a multimedia background, displaying news reports and even speeches the senator would give, It wasn't an afterthought, it was integrated with the story, and it sticks with the very tight writing in this story. Church and State is like a Democrat's wet dream of how they think Republicans really are when they aren't hiding behind absolutes. That may be, they might just be just like us. Not so sure about everything, and that there's room for a conversation. I give Church and State 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show, a thinker, with a little loud acting at points, but a brave and powerful effort. If you like this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes, like us on Facebook and Twitter to help keep this podcast running. I'm Patrick Chavis, and you are listening to LA Theater Bites.